Jane Fonda launches Climate Pack, We Have 8 Years Before the Point of No Return. By Paul Bois on March 17, 2022. Actress and notorious left-wing activist Jane Fonda announced a new climate change pack as the country faces skyrocketing fuel prices due to a decrease in oil imports. In a video message on Wednesday, the Grace and Frankie star announced the Jane Fonda Climate Pack, which aims to cut fuel emissions in half by 2030. Recalling her Hanoi Jane days during the Vietnam War, Fonda characterized herself as an actress and activist willing to ruffle feathers. "I've never been afraid to stand up to politicians who ignore the realities of what's at stake," she said in the video. "Scientists have been very clear, we have to cut our fossil fuel emissions in half by 2030, she said. "We have 8 years, that's just 4 election cycles, before the point of no return. And there's no question that the obstacle between saving the planet and not is the money that has a stranglehold on our politicians." Fonda went after both Democrats and Republicans for receiving millions of dollars in donations from the fossil fuel industry. "This money has consequences," she said. "The Green New Deal. Build Back Better. Clean energy investments. Ending billions of dollars in tax subsidies to the fossil fuel industry every year. All because of politicians backed by big oil. Let's send a message to the politicians who are bankrolled," Fonda concluded. "You should be as scared for your careers as we are by the climate spinning out of our control. We will not back down." The Jane Fonda PAC told The Hill that the group will support climate champions and work to defeat the allies of the fossil fuel industry in both primary and general elections at the local, state, and federal levels through grassroots organizing and investments in paid media campaigns. Fonda earned the nickname Hanoi Jane when she visited North Vietnam during the height of the Vietnam War and posed for photographs alongside an anti-aircraft gunman to kill Americans. She has since expressed regret for taking the photo, charging that she never stood against American soldiers. In 2019, the Hollywood celebrity was arrested while protesting for climate change in Washington, D.C., as part of her Fire Drill Fridays, wherein she protested on Capitol Hill every Friday for the month of October to raise awareness for the anti-fossil fuel movement. Regarding former President Trump, Fonda previously said that his actions on climate change were criminal. "I don't hate him. I feel sad for him," Fonda said on CNN. "And what he's doing to the world is just criminal. It's just criminal. It's terrible. But there's more of us, and we can make a difference."